You're listening to the home of cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk right here on LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Answers for the Family with Alan Cardoza right here on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome to another edition of Answers for the Family. I'm your host, Alan Cardoza, and each week I will bring you guests that will inspire, educate, and in some cases entertain, while bringing answers and options to raising children today and in our constantly changing future. Now, I will address issues such as locating a runaway teen, family crisis intervention, building self-esteem, dealing with addictions, and much more. Now, having over 30 years' experience working with families in crisis, I've been fortunate to meet and work with some of the top professionals in many of the helping fields and authors sharing valuable stories and helpful information who are all working to keep your family mentally, physically, and spiritually sound. And I'll continue to bring you some of these incredibly talented and caring people each week as we bring you Answers for the Family. Now, our guest today, clinical and school psychologist Dr. Reggie Melrose, is the creator of Brain Charge, a kindergarten through 12th grade curriculum, and she is the author of the groundbreaking books You Can Heal Your Child and Why Students Underachieve. She is a sought-after international speaker and consultant specializing in the application of current neuroscience to educational practice and parenting. Dr. Melrose maintains a private practice in Long Beach, California as a stress and trauma healing specialist for children, adolescents, and adults. Her newest book, The 60 Seconds Fix, is the topic of our show today. Reggie, welcome to Answers for the Family.
Alan, thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure.
Well, the pleasure is mine, and for those out there, I've had a chance to read the book, and what a beautiful time to read the book, because I read it over Christmas, and so it was just made for the best possible time to take a minute, just a minute, and to sit down and to plant my feet down and to take some deep breaths and really focus. And I think that that's something that's just going to be incredibly helpful for me as I go into 2014. So, again, thank you, Reggie, for that. The timing was perfect.
Wonderful. We all needed it this time. It's such a stressful time, isn't it?
Yeah. But yeah, it just, you know, as a lot of us are looking towards the future, it was just a really good time for me to be able to be reminded that, you know, if you sit back and you take a little time, you know, for yourself, you take a little time to kind of go within and get more focused, how great everything else looks. So again, go ahead.
I think until now, Alan, we haven't really known how to do that, right? You know, we've heard take time, take a minute, you know, do some breathing and get focused. But really, without the tools that are outlined in the 60 Second Fix, we don't have a clue really how to do that. When somebody says, take some time, take a breath and get focused, well, that's really fuzzy, isn't it? It's like we all go, huh? I don't even get that. Like when I take a minute and sit down, I'm racing. I can feel my heart going. I don't feel good at all. This sucks, right? You know, excuse my language. But that's really what it feels like when people say to us, you know, take a minute and calm down. Like, get it together. And we don't know how. We haven't been shown how before the 60 Second Fix. It just hasn't happened.
Well, I couldn't agree more, because, you know, for me, the concept of, you know, I multitask, I spin a lot of pie plates, and people say, well, you know, just take a minute, and I never really thought that I could do much in a minute. So with all of the things that I have done in the past, where, you know, I do know about breathing, and I do know about certain things that I need to do, but I always look at it and go, in my mind, going into a meditative state for me is, you know, it's a 30-minute thing, or it's an hour, or it's a couple of hours of going down to the beach and sitting and getting away from everybody. So if I didn't have 30 minutes or an hour available to me, I would do nothing, as opposed to taking that minute. So so that's why I said it really hits home, and I think it will for a lot of other people. And for those of you that are listening, that are at your computer, you can follow along with us as we talk about some of these things. You can go to the website, which is drmelrose.com, which is just Dr. and then MELROSE.com. You can follow along with us. Obviously, if you're driving, don't try that. You can go to the Answers for the Family blog, and all of this information will be there as to how you can get a hold of Dr. Melrose. So Reggie, I mean, you know, as we talk about this, you know, I believe that most of us really do seek a quicker, easier solution to our stressful lives, but still want a practice that is scientifically proven to work. I think a lot of us out there that maybe have looked for these types of things, there are things out there that doesn't necessarily mean that they work. So how did you come up with the 60-second fix? I mean, come on, 60 seconds. How'd you make that work in that time frame?
Oh, it feels like a miracle to me, too, Alex. You know, people think it's too good to be true. And I have to tell you that, you know, if I hadn't been collecting all this data, it would still feel too good to be true to me, too. It was really a culmination of years of effort, of studying the neuroscience, of working with kids in schools, of working on myself, on my adult clients in private practice, years and years of putting things together and really pulling from meditation. You know, what is it about meditation? What are the pieces there that are really helping us to do well? What is it from yoga that is really helping us do well? What is it about our walking in nature? I had to pull from lots of different places where the science led me. The science was leading me to very specific kinds of practices. The disadvantage to some of these practices is that they take so long to do. And as long as it's too long of a solution, it just doesn't make sense in our daily practical lives. So we're not getting to those solutions. I needed something quicker and easier. So I pulled from those longer practices the essential pieces, the exact tools that the science was showing work really specifically on lowering heart rate, mm-hmm. blood pressure, cortisol, which is one of our glucocorticoids. It's a stress hormone, right? All of the glucocorticoids are stress hormones. Cortisol is the one we hear of the most. What is going to lower that activation, that physiological activation in us that we call stress, that we call anxiety, that we call panic, that we call inattentiveness, hyperactivity? We have all kinds of labels for physiological activation inside of us, but all that is elevated heart rate, blood pressure, and cortisol. And I needed to figure out a quick way to bring that down, not to leave us in a meditative state, but to leave us in an optimum zone of arousal where our brain functions optimally for the task at hand.
Well, and, you know, you mentioned the cortisol, and I mean, is there also studies, because the cortisol, now I'm hearing that, you know, that by reducing this, it is helping people besides the psychological part, but it's helping people to lose weight and a lot of physical things. So what are some more of the physical things that people are getting just by taking this 60 seconds?
Oh, I'm so glad you're asking, because so many people are off their blood pressure medication. So many people who have these autoimmune deficiency disorders no longer have any of the numbers to support that they have an autoimmune deficiency disorder at all. People's panic disorders are being healed. Insomnia is being healed. People are falling asleep. There are so many physical complaints that we have, and certainly weight is another one. Our abuse use of substances, whether it's alcohol, marijuana, food, or, you know, video gaming or anything else. This fix is about gradually replacing those other external things that we turn to that feel like an answer for a little while, but then that answer starts to turn on us, doesn't it? We start to go, oh, God, I'm doing this too much. I'm not even really getting the same great effect. I'm just not feeling great. It's wasting my time. It's hurting the people around me. You know, there's so many things we're turning to right now, and they just run out of benefit to us.
Well, and you mention in your book, you talk a little bit about happy hour, and I love how you refer to it in regards to time, that, you know, that here we're talking about a 60 seconds fix, but yet, you know, people are going to happy hour, and you even bring it into one of your own personal stories, but, you know, people go to happy hour, and that's about how long they're happy.
That's how it worked for me anyway, Alan. I was happy for an hour. So, you know, I kept extending my stay. And the thing is that, you know, the longer you stay, the less happy you actually end up becoming, correct? You know, I mean, that's my experience anyway. Yeah. So I had to find another way in my own personal life. You know, it just wasn't the quality of life that I wanted for myself anymore. I didn't want it for my son, raising my son. And I'm surrounded by beautiful, loving friends. And I didn't want to bring that quality of me to my friendships anymore. I needed to change me. So this was a very personal quest for me to be collecting this research and putting it all together and coming up with something that I could practice and try on the beautiful people I've had the chance to work with over these many, many years I've been doing this.
Well, and that was one of the things that I liked, in the sense that I found that, you know, that there was a lot of authenticity to it as I'm reading it, when you're, you know, talking about, well, and here's how I personally related to it. I mean, that also, I think, you know, it made me really look at it and go, yeah, this, you know, this makes a lot of sense. The other thing that I really like was the data. There's enough, like, the neuroscientific data that you bring into it really now, I think, helps a lot of us that might be a little bit skeptical if over the years we've tried different things. But, you know, having that data behind it, I think, also helps a lot. Now, what data do you have in regards to the 60 seconds fix, in regards to it being used with children?
Oh, it's been such an exciting year. I guess we're moving into a year and a half now already that we've been collecting data in schools at all age groups with our little ones and our middle school ones and our high school students. And we've been collecting not just data on academic test scores, but also on discipline referrals, behavioral redirection, and also taking video testimonials from students so that they, in their own words, can convey what 60 Seconds has done for them. And, you know, these videos and this data can be found at drmelrose.com, as well as my YouTube channel. If you go to youtube.com and you put my name in, Regelina Melrose, you'll get to my very extensive YouTube channel where you can find these video testimonials. So the data has shown that the classrooms that are utilizing brain charge curriculum, which really all we tested in the first year out was the 60 seconds. So 60 seconds is this set of tools, right? It's five tools that you can apply within a minute. You'll begin to feel the effects. And kids are using this as a test-taking tool, so they use it before they enter the test. And also many of our students find themselves utilizing it throughout the test to keep that heart rate, blood pressure, and cortisol down so that their best performance is possible. So it is the brain charge classrooms are outperforming the classrooms, the control groups, right? The same grade level, the same kind of classroom. It's when they're not using 60 seconds, their test scores in reading, writing, and arithmetic are not as high. And in some cases, gosh, the difference is 20%. I mean, it's really a large, large difference between the brain charge classes and those who aren't using 60 seconds. So that's just academically. I mean, in terms of behavior, 60 seconds is eliminating discipline referrals. Like, teachers are managing their classes right there in class. There's no need to send the student out to go get help. The number of behavioral redirections are decreasing. In some cases, my gosh, in one ninth grade history class, it went from an average of, gosh, and I'm forgetting the number now, I believe it was something like 37, all the way down to 6. Like, it's
nice.
Just becoming, it's fascinating and exciting, and I'm so glad you asked.
Now, and I know that we have a lot of teachers and people that work within the school system that listen because we get comments from them. And if there is a teacher or there is a school administrator that wants to get this in their school, what is the best way for them to do that?
It's really to contact me through my website. So there's a contact icon there or page. You know, I'm not really savvy on internet language. But if you go to drmodos.com, there's a way to contact me. And you can just contact me there. You can just simply go to the products page and find the curriculum there and order it. You can order it right there on my website, and it will get shipped to you, and you're set to go.
Nice. That would be great. And, you know, to me, I mean, this is the type of thing that I look at and I go, I don't understand why we don't have the Department of Education looking at something like this as such an incredible win-win situation. You know, this would be something that they should put in all schools. I mean, it just...
You know, Alan, I love you saying that. You know why? Because it doesn't cost anything. You know, we're spending so much money. We often say, oh, the way to fix the problem is, you know, our budgets are too low and we need more money in education. We don't need any money for this, Alan. None. It costs nothing. It takes 60 seconds to do. It's not going to interfere with your curriculum. Do your bell-to-bell testing. Your bell-to-bell teaching. But take that 60 seconds. You know, the kids are so excited that it's up on their agenda. You know, they want to see it up on the blackboard. That the bell rings, we all get together, we do our 60 seconds, and then we do the next thing there is to be done. They're teaching their substitute teachers, Alan. It's so fun when they get a substitute. And the substitute says, you know, the substitute teacher looks up at the agenda, and the agenda says 60 seconds, so the teacher says, what's that? I don't... And the kids say, oh, we'll show you. We'll show you. We do this every morning. We need to do this, you know. The kids are really the ones. You know, the special ed kids that are learning it in special ed classes, they're going into their regular classrooms and teaching all their other student body and their regular ed teachers, hey, look what I'm learning in special education that's making a difference for me. I want all of you to know about it, too. I mean, this is exciting.
Well, you know, the thought that just came to mind is that, first of all, and we're only 20 minutes into the show, and I already want to have you back again for another show, but think about this is, you know, coming back and seeing if we could do a show from one of the classrooms where people can hear the kids and their responses to it. So let me plant that seed before we go on, because that just hit me as just what a great way for everybody to hear exactly how this is affecting these children.
Well, I love it, and it's a yes from me.
Yes. That works. That works. Now, and we're talking about school-age kids, but, I mean, at what age can we start teaching children how to focus and calm what you refer to as the brain body?
Yeah. Well, you know, I taught my own son at 2.5 out of necessity, and I certainly work with a lot of 3-year-olds. So, you know, it's never, you know, in that regard, I don't think it's ever too soon. I will say that, you know, below 3, below 2.5, it's really about us regulating ourselves. Not that that ever changes, Alan. I wouldn't ever want to give the impression that it doesn't start with us first and us creating a really calm nervous system for our children to feel from us. That's always going to be number one. And it's highly essential to our kids that are 3 years and younger that it's about us. It's about us really taking care of ourselves and them soaking that up like a sponge soaks up water. So that's what happens before three mostly. But by 2.5 and 3, you know, we can have them up on their feet pretending they're a tree. I want them to really start to feel their feet on the ground. I want them to really be able to feel solid ground beneath their feet, and to imagine even if they're like a tree, that maybe there are roots growing out from the bottom of their feet, you know, really connecting them with the earth, with solid ground. Because the more you can have the imagining of it, and the more you can have the whole body up in the experience of it, the more you're instantaneously decreasing blood pressure. That's what decreases blood pressure. And when that happens, our heart rate follows and cortisol follows. And then we get that capacity to focus and to be more present.
Okay, so what you're saying is that if somebody out there, if they have a toddler that struggles with temper tantrums, that not only can they benefit from the 60 seconds fix, but it sounds like the best way for that parent to work with that child is to do it with them?
Yes, I highly recommend that we're doing it for ourselves first over and over and over and over and over and over again. So that's the first thing I want to say. So if don't read the book and think you've got it and then start trying to teach it to your kids. You know, I need people to really say, this is for me. This is about me. So all of those parents out there that are going to pick this up for a fix for their kid, I need to say to you, please, this is for you and it's about you. And if you do it over and over and over again for you, your child is going to come along for the ride. Your child is going to soak that up and experience it. And just through you will begin to lower their own heart rate, blood pressure, and cortisol. So that's the beginning for a long time until we really get it. And then we have something that maybe we can teach to our children, or we can recognize maybe we're not the best teacher of this for them, and maybe this is something I need to bring to their school, maybe this is something I need to have someone else do with them, a trusted, you know, close family member that also really gets it. Sometimes we're just not our kid's best teacher, and that's important to know too.
Well, it sounds like I hear a seminar coming up. Have you worked with families to teach them how to practice the 60 seconds fix together? Because it sounds like this would be a great seminar for them to come and learn it as a family, and then take it and practice it once they get home.
Yes, that's exactly what I do. That is exactly what I do. It is the joy of my private practice to do exactly that. I have the whole family come and explain it and experience it, and then I work with parents first to really absorb it and get it and live it, and I work with their kids, and we check back in together as a family, and it just becomes our language. What I love about this book and this work is that it gives us a common language that really normalizes all of this, and it stops that whole judgment of, you know, calm down, like, what's the matter with you? You know, there's always this feeling like there's something wrong with somebody in the family. There's nothing wrong. It's natural for us to be feeling so much stress and pressure. Nobody's taught us how to handle that or what to do about it. You know, even when we say to us, Alan, like, take a deep breath. Well, you know how we're taking a deep breath? We're taking a deep breath into our mouth, and that's keeping our heart rate and our blood pressure elevated. Like, we don't know. A lot of our kids are under so much stress that they're in a fight-flight response, which causes this breath in and out of the mouth. And that keeps us in a fight-or-flight response. So people say, take a deep breath. Well, we get dizzy. We get sick. It doesn't even feel good to take a deep breath. We have to be really specifically taught how to breathe in a deeper way that brings the response that we're looking for.
Well, now speaking of taking a deep breath, can you walk us through the first couple of steps? We're going to take a break right now. We are talking with Dr. Reggie Melrose. The book is The 60 Seconds Fix, and if you are in a position to where you can do this, if you can plant your feet and start taking a few deep breaths, Reggie, lead us into this commercial.
Yes, please do. If you're sitting now, I want you to really take in the support of what you're sitting in and breathe in through your nose, please. I want that breath going in through the nose, and if you can get it to fill your belly with air, this is the ideal way to breathe. In through your nose, filling your belly with air, taking in the support of what you're sitting in so you can begin to feel your feet on solid ground beneath you.
Founded over 25 years ago to meet the needs of families in crisis, West Shields specializes in resolving adolescent issues that negatively impact the family. From preteen to young adult, we are experienced and qualified to help. We offer solutions which include referrals to a network of top professionals internationally that we work very closely with in the fields of educational consulting, psychology, and psychiatry. Our in-home crisis intervention care program helps to stabilize families and bring effective resolution. We are supported by our licensed investigation company that enables us to offer legal and expert services for locating runaway teens and more. Our therapeutic transportation services help to ensure that adolescents in crisis are safely provided transportation to specialized schools and programs with unmatched experience and success. Simply put, West Shield Adolescent Services is the best solution when your family is facing personal crisis. Call 1-800-899-8585 and let us help you.
And we're back. We are talking with Dr. Reggie Melrose, and we are talking about the 60 Seconds Fix. And if you were listening before we went out into break, you were taking some deep breaths, you had your feet planted on the ground, and I hope you just had about 60 seconds of relaxation. So, Reggie, now, one of the things, you know, for those of us that have worked in this field for a long time, why do you think that some people still think that it takes years of therapy to clear their brain of unwanted thoughts?
Alan Freud promised us a talking cure. You know, he led us a little astray there. You know, God bless him. I don't want to say anything too negative about anybody or anything. And I don't mean to be negative. You know, he brought some really important things to the field. The truth is that we had it right originally with William James, who was the true grandfather of psychology, who called it physiological psychology because he understood that there's physiology creating the psychology that we have. So it's how we feel inside of our skin that's driving behaviors and thought patterns and habits. And we need to work with physiology first. That's what's really creating all of this. And so when Freud said, well, we can talk ourselves out of that physiology, you know, it's not that he didn't recognize that there was physiology involved. He just thought we were going to outsmart it and talk our way out of it. And in fact, when we talk about our problem, we all know this by now, it just doesn't feel good. Now we're sitting in the problem, we're remembering the problem, we're focusing on the problem, and it just keeps us in that state of not feeling good. And the neuroscience has made it very, very, very clear, Alan, that we only do well when we feel good. We only do well when we feel good. So if therapy isn't immediately bringing us to a physiological experience of relief and joy and peace, then we're only rewiring, we're strengthening the wiring of sitting in the problem. We've got to unwire, rewire to the better feeling place so that we can begin to do better.
And the sooner the better.
Yes.
Now, we have an email question that came in. And again, I thank those that send these in. I appreciate the fact that those of you that maybe can't listen at the time in which we go on the air, that you send in these questions and keep them coming. This one reads, "My daughter has suffered from panic attacks since entering high school 2 years ago. She has since seen 3 psychologists who have conducted tests and tried everything from relaxation, visualization, and other techniques with no lasting results. The one we are now seeing is now recommending drugs that we are totally against. Could your approach be the answer for us, and what is your opinion of what we've just said?"
Yeah, I have a big opinion about it. I know we're going to run out of time. I'm going to try to be really brief. Okay, first of all, relaxation is terrifying to those of us who have panic, okay? Panic is a trauma response. I'm terrified. And when I'm terrified, I need to be hyper-vigilant and on guard. You're going to try to relax me? I don't think so. You relax, lady. You know what I mean? Let's see what happens to you when you relax. You know what I mean? This 60 seconds is not about relaxation, and I mean that with respect, because I know even Alan said, I hope everyone on the break got to do your 60 seconds and feel some relaxation. You know what? If relaxation ends up being a byproduct of this, I'm not against that. But is it the agenda? Absolutely not. Relaxation is terrifying to those of us who know what trauma is, who know what panic feels like, and who know, you know, that need to be hyper-vigilant. So this is not about that at all. I can see why relaxation wouldn't have worked for her, and visualization and different things on their own. What 60 seconds is a toolkit of 5 tools that can be done within a minute, where you can begin with your awareness. You see, we wire the brain to become more aware of what's happening inside of us physiologically as we use these tools. And all of that combined is what allows us to have, yes, a greater state of calm and focus, but a greater sense of power over ourselves. And that's what the person with panic needs to be wiring in the brain, experiencing in the brain body, is a greater sense of governance over themselves. Panic is that terror that I can't control what's happening to me. 60 seconds allows for that experience of, oh, I am feeling more power over myself. The most important thing here with panic is getting those feet back on the ground. It's feet on the ground, and this is the grounding piece is the most essential, because a terrifying experience rips the earth out from under our feet. We feel like we're floating, that we're out of our body, that we're not really here, or spacey. This is what keeps heart rate and blood pressure elevated. We've got to get solid ground back under the feet, and this is one very, very powerful way of doing that.
Wow. Yeah, I like that. Now, in this day and age, with you know, what are the dangers of our children that are spending so much time with all the technological devices and games and all these things? They've got all these things going on, and how is that sort of keeping them from practicing something that allows them to see that they can take control of their own life?
Alan, do we really want to know? I mean, this is the question that I have. I'm being sincere. Do we really want to know? Because what I see are a bunch of people that want to keep their head in the sand, because we know exactly the dangers of technology, and we think we can limit it and that it won't have its addictive effect, and it's just not true. It's just not true. What's happening in the technological world, as far as video gaming specifically, is so dangerous to our physiology, to our brain body, to our capacity to focus, to our capacity to just enjoy the simple pleasures of life. There's nothing more exciting than that video game. Nothing. Nothing compares and nothing competes. And this is a very, very dangerous world that we're treading in right now with technology. And I don't mean to scare people. I really don't. I mean, I know that scaring people straight doesn't work. That elevates blood pressure and heart rate and cortisol. And then we don't feel good. And when we don't feel good, we don't do well. So I don't want to scare people. But I'm very, very concerned that more of us are not, you know, rising up to say, we won't be doing this in our home, because there are a million other things that need to happen to help that brain body of yours mature beautifully so that you can govern your own life.
Well, maybe we can get to where we can tie them together. You know, we need to make some games in which, you know, they go out and they ground themselves, and they go out and they gather support, and they work on their breathing, and they visualize positive things. You know, maybe the best way to compete with it is to make a game that does all of those things too.
There you go.
Now we have another message that has come in. This one reads, I have a library full of books whose promises of stress relief are little more than a few temporary fixes, mainly because the exercises are so time-consuming and complicated to implement. I am seeking a real fix that is easy to implement with long-lasting effects. How does your book differ from all the rest?
Yeah, thank you for that. Boy, that sounds like me. That was me. You know, reading every self-help book there was, and I was in every form of therapy and seminar and workshop. And yeah, and you know what? It's really a strange thing. Our human brain, you know, our neocortex, the part of us that's, you know, rational and reasonable and logical and linear, it always thinks that there's a complicated solution. And it wants a complicated solution. It really believes, you know, I'm so complex and my problems are so complicated, I need a complex, complicated solution, or it's just going to sound too good to be true. And I'm just here to tell you that after years of going after that more complicated, complex solution, they don't work. They're cumbersome. They take too much time. And so we don't feel good, you know. We don't feel drawn to it. We feel resistant to it. This is something that literally changes our physiology in the desired direction. And it is what you can do when you're standing in line at the grocery store, when you're taking a shower, when you're waiting for your auto mechanic to give you back your car, when you are, you know, I don't care what you're doing, when you're hiking in the mountains, when you're driving your child to school. These tools can be used all day long, every day, to keep your physiology regulated, so that you are all day long rewiring your nervous system to remain calmer longer, no matter the trigger, so that we become less reactionary and more present and responsive. That's it.
Well, while you were saying that, I was visualizing standing in a dealership waiting for the car to be returned from the repairs and thinking, if I do this, it will help me as I prepare to get that bill.
That's right. That is right on.
So, now in regards to the, as far as, you know, the secret tools, we've talked a little bit about grounding. We've talked a little bit about breathing. Let's talk a little bit about visualization.
Great. Here's what we know. When we visualize something in our mind's eye, the neurons in our brain fire as though we're actually having the experience. So all of you who want to get to Hawaii but can't afford the ticket, I promise you that if you imagine in your mind's eye every detail of Hawaii and you being there, I'm already feeling it right now, Alan. Like my stomach has just completely expanded and opened up. I can feel my breathing getting deeper and slower. Right? I'm imagining those waves, and that I love Waikiki. I just absolutely love to go to Waikiki. But I haven't been in years, and I don't know when I'm going to get back. But as I imagine it right now, neurons are firing in my brain as though I'm there, you see? Because everything to the brain is just a picture. Whatever you're looking at in actuality right now, Alan, is just a picture to your brain. Neurons are firing in response to that picture you're having of whatever's in front of you right now in actuality. If you were to begin to imagine a different picture, neurons would fire in your brain as if that was actually right in front of you and you were in that experience. This is a very, very powerful tool to be utilizing. But here's the ticket. Here's the ticket, Alan, I find, is that it's the combination of all five of these tools. Now, it doesn't mean that if, you know, you get one or two and they kick in for you a lot, the other one or two don't really kick in very well, that you're not going to get some benefit. But I want to let you know that if you've used visualization before and it hasn't worked for you, oftentimes it's because your feet aren't on the ground. You can't feel solid earth beneath you. So you're not even really in your body feeling and experiencing the benefits of what visualization is doing for your body right now. You've got to be in your body with your feet solidly planted on the ground for you to be present enough to notice how visualization is changing your physiology. Do you see? It's a combination. 60 seconds is a very, very specific. There's nothing random about it. It is very specifically put together because of how well the gestalt is. It's greater than the sum of its parts.
Yeah, and I timed it. I went through because what I have a tendency to do is I will take something and then I will say it myself so that I can remind myself, so when I go to the gym it's in my phone and I can put the headsets on and I can have me telling me where I'm going at that point. And so I timed it, and so I ran it a couple of times, and it came out to, you know, it was like a minute, 2 seconds, and then, you know, it was 59 seconds, it was 60, but everything was within like 2 or 3 seconds of being right at 60 seconds to follow along at just in the way in which you have it in the book. So so now it's in my phone, so when I go to the gym, and again, I've been doing this since before Christmas, and so when I go to the gym and put the headsets on, that's one of the things that I do. And then I realize, you know, as I go off into this beautiful place, you know, I look down and realize, wow, you know, I've been writing now for, you know, for 30 minutes, and it just seemed like it was, you know, 2 minutes, you know. So
I love it. Alan, I'm so happy to hear that.
Yeah, it makes for a wonderful escape. Now, one of the things that I want to touch on before we go, because the time has just flown by, but we have about 5 minutes, and that is, when I got to the end of the book, you have a really beautiful story where you talk about Teddy, and I know and for those out there, Teddy's 14 years old, and I know that a lot of the listeners that we have teenagers, because I get calls for that. I mean, I get messages about, here's what's going on with my teenager. So Teddy is 14. So if you could share that question or that story with us, I think it would really resonate with a lot of our listeners.
Yes. Oh, boy. Teddy had so much to teach me. And you know, you never know who it's going to be and what form it's going to come in. But there he was, struggling with his shoulder. I was visiting one of my schools. I have many brain charge sites around North America. And I was visiting one for some follow-up. And Tommy was pacing in the office. You know, I was in the office speaking with the administrators. And he came in, his shoulder was killing him, and his shoulder was killing him. And, oh, I need an icy pack. I need an icy pack. I'm in so much pain. I'm in so much pain. And he's pacing, and he's pacing. And it's that big physiological activation we were talking about earlier. And you could see his heart rate and his blood pressure, and all of that was really happening. And so poor Teddy. And so the administrator said, could we try something different, Teddy? Instead of this ice pack, we have Dr. Reggie with us today, and she has a different way that she'd like to work with you, with your shoulder. Would that be okay? And he was this willing, and I have to tell you, this was an alternative high school with, you know, students that can't function in regular settings, and he was in so much pain, I guess he was just willing to try it another way, you know? Finally, we get to that point where we say, the old way just doesn't work. So we tried it. He was willing to try it in this new way. And I certainly didn't try to get him to sit down. You do not have to sit down to do the 60 seconds. It is one way of doing it. But I certainly was not going to have him, with all of that activation, try to contain himself and sit down. So I just had him begin to feel his feet on the ground, you know, the floor beneath his feet as he was pacing, Focus on your feet, hitting the ground. And as he did, It was miraculous how quickly he slowed down and leaned himself against the wall. So this uncontrollable pacing, just by having him focus and feel the ground beneath his feet, allowed a natural reaction in him to slow himself down and find the wall. Now he's leaning against the wall. And I say, take in the support of that wall, Tommy. Can you feel the support of the wall behind your back? Yes. As you're feeling your feet on the ground and you're feeling the support of the wall behind your back, begin, try breathing in through your nose, Tommy. Try breathing in through your nose. Feel the wall. Feel the ground. And can you imagine the beach? And he said, oh, the beach. He goes, I do this before I try to fall asleep at night. This helps me fall asleep at night. I've done this before. You know, I can imagine the beach. And I said, perfect. I want you imagining the beach as you breathe in through your nose and you take in the support of the wall and you feel the ground beneath your feet. And all, the whole physiology, I mean, I'm trained to read physiology, and you could see how it changed just like that. And I said to Tommy, the most important piece here to 60 seconds is noticing the effect that these tools have on your physiology. So I said to Tommy, Tommy, what are you noticing with your shoulder now? And he went, the pain's gone. It doesn't even hurt anymore. And I said, I'm sorry. And I said, Tommy, didn't I? I mean, Teddy. I said, Teddy, about how long did that take? And he said, a minute. And I said, it did, didn't it? It really just took a minute. And I said, isn't that exciting? Look what you just shifted in your own body in 1 minute. And the very next thing he said to me, he looked at me and he said, can we teach this to my mom? And it was so huge that he felt such a big shift so quickly. And the first thought he had was, wow, this would be so huge for my mom too, you know? And that hope, like maybe we'll even have a better relationship if we both know how to do this quickly, you know, in front of each other, in the heat of the moment. Look what we can shift in 60 seconds. Wow.
Well, that it's so beautiful and it's so powerful, and I thank you so much. And again, for anybody out there, you know, if you want to get the book, you can go to drmelrose.com. If you're driving or if you can't write this down right now, go to our website, which is answers4thefamilyblog.com, and we will have all of Dr. Reggie's information there. Again, Reggie, thank you so much for coming on. I'd love to have you on again. Please find out if we can do it directly from the school. I would love to be able to share with everybody the, you know, what the children are going through when they do this.
I would love that. Thank you so much, Alan.
All right. Thank you. And again, for everybody else out there, please stay with us for another moment as we're going to play you a plea. This is Darnell talking a little bit about her mother, Donya, who is truly one of the most beautiful human beings you will ever meet. Have a great week. Thank you.
My name is Darnell Young, and I'm desperately reaching out for help. In 1970, after a blood transfusion, my mom contracted hepatitis C, which later evolved into terminal liver cancer. A transplant is her only chance of survival, and we don't have the means to fund the surgery. My stepdad's working as much as he can, and I just got off chemotherapy myself, so I've been limited in what I can do. Any amount you could give would help our family more than you can possibly know. You can go to our fundraising website at youcaring.com. That's youcaring.com, and search One Family's Battle, onefamily_sbattle, and you can donate directly there. Don't forget to capitalize the first letter of all those words. Thank you.
You're listening to Answers for the Family with Alan Cardoza, right here on LA Talk Radio.